In one study nationally, Washington State ranks dead last in providing beds for mental health treatment. And as a result, people who have severe mental illnesses often end up in emergency rooms, and it's very difficult for them to get proper treatment in those emergency rooms. On average, they're housed in emergency rooms for 3 days, but they can wait on days for days on ends, and in some cases, months. It's called psychiatric boarding. Mental health advocates say it's dangerous for patients and for hospital staff. The Seattle Times did an excellent two-part series on the problem. Brian Rosenthal is the reporter for the Seattle Times who did it. Brian, maybe to get people focused on this, you tell the story of one young man named Matthew Jones. What happened to him?
Matt is someone who was diagnosed with bipolar disorder at age 21 and has been hospitalized about once a year since. And so recently he had one of those episodes. He ended up on Juanita Beach Park, in Juanita Beach Park, in his underwear, trying to swim across Lake Washington, picked up by police and was deemed to be a threat to the community and involuntarily committed, held against his will to be treated. But at that moment, there was no space for him because of our lack of space. So he was sent to the emergency room at a hospital in Kirkland, Evergreen Health, and waited there, ended up waiting there for a week without getting treatment and unable to see his family in a small room.
What happens to someone who gets put in a situation like that? What kind of help do they get in an emergency room? And what kind of strains does that put on the nurses and doctors and personnel in emergency rooms to have someone who's in a mental health emergency all of a sudden housed there?
Well, it depends on the emergency room. But in most cases, they were able to get psychiatric medication to the patient. The problem is that treatment is about much more than medication. They need therapy. They need counseling. They need regular contact with a psychiatrist, and they don't get any of that. Instead, they're in a small room often, and often actually tied down to their bed, restrained because they are experiencing symptoms that are not being treated and having hallucinations, and the staff wants to prevent them from hurting themselves. So it's something that's really damaging to them. And as you said, it's a danger to the staff as well because they in the emergency room are not trained in how to care for psychiatric patients. Some of these patients can be dangerous. That's why they've been deemed a threat to the community. And so the nurses are not trained in seeing aggression coming or in how to calm down psychiatric patients or even in self-defense. And so we're seeing big spikes in attacks on nurses in emergency rooms.
You know, I was up at the emergency room at Harborview one time, and I heard someone screaming down the hall, and I really didn't know what was going on. And when I read your story, I realized that could have very well been someone who had mental health issues, who was just being put there to be stored away. Your story does have a good side to it in that there are some places that are dealing with this in a better way, the fact that there aren't enough beds for people who need mental health treatment. So where is it working out well, and how is it working out well?
Well, in Yakima, of all places, they have a system that is focused on early intervention and outpatient treatment programs. These are aggressive outpatient treatment programs where mental health staff are checking up constantly on mentally ill patients, making sure they're taking their medication, making sure they're taking care of their issues and giving them a place to go when they need help. They've been able to use that to reduce hospitalizations because they're having fewer people in crisis. They're having more mentally ill people who are taking care of their symptoms. So fewer hospitalizations has resulted in saving money, which they use that money then to invest in further outpatient programs. And it's created this cycle of actually preventing hospitalizations and thus preventing having to warehouse patients when there is no space.
How is it that Washington State ended up ranking last when it comes to having beds available for mental health treatment? Is this something that happened during the Great Recession? Have we always been dead last? How do we get into this situation?
It's a good question, and there's actually not a whole lot of data around in the ancient history. But I can tell you that recently we have been cutting a lot of mental health treatment beds. During the recession, we cut 250 beds at our state hospitals, Eastern State and Western State, which is 25% of the beds. And at the same time, our hospitals have seen that they can make more money treating patients with cardiac problems or with other medical problems. And so they're cutting their own private psychiatric beds. And so at the same time, while this is happening, we've made it easier to commit patients. And those two factors together has really created a crunch on the system.
Fewer beds and more people getting sent to them, a big problem. Are there lawmakers or others working on this issue? Do you expect any changes kind of in the not-too-distant future? Is this kind of recognized as an issue within the mental health community? And is there anyone proposing the money it might take to get out of it?
It is recognized as a threat, but what was interesting, it is recognized as a problem in the mental health community, but what was interesting in reporting the story is that a lot of lawmakers didn't realize how much of a problem it was. So the mental health advocates are really hoping that with an increasing number of incidents like this, we can get more attention and get some more money into the system.
And perhaps this reporting will add some urgency to it. Brian Rosenthal, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Brian's a reporter for the Seattle Times. If you missed it, check out his excellent series, two-part series on psychiatric boarding taking place in emergency rooms for people in mental health crisis. This is The Record. I'm Ross Reynolds.